Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Bam! Hello, Corby. This is your segment. It's the birdhouse. It's like a weird assist where I passed it, and I didn't know I was passing it to you, but apparently I did.
And
so
I dunked it.
I was sitting there watching you play Immaculate Grid.
Yeah, and I got it.
I don't believe so. I think you were looking on the internet.
No.
You cheat.
No, he got it for real.
I got it. Barry Bonds.
Thanks, Blake.
I don't cheat.
Barry Bonds.
Long sport.
Travis.
Hello.
Basketball. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, Corby.
Very happy for you. Very happy for
I'm happy for you guys. You guys ended up with a good one, too.
Well, you will see about that, right? I mean, don't know. We're not so sure.
He did just get back in town. He's a little busy this weekend.
Oh, that's Creed?
Donating plasma.
Yeah, and this probably knew it. He was out celebrating. He just knew, hey, you know, I'm going to get it because I'm DJ.
He started going on international vacations.
Yeah.
DJ also said that he slept till 11 o'clock yesterday.
I believe it.
Which is kind of badass.
It is. After a long time of waking up at 4-something in the morning. I don't blame him.
God, dude, there is no doubt. Okay, birdhouse time.
Hey!
My name's Corby. Hello.
Hi, Corby.
It's nice to meet everyone.
I'm Donovan.
In this room. That's awesome.
Hello.
That is so, so cool. Let's see where we need to start. Should the Mavs consider signing and developing one or two Team Slovenia players, considering the chemistry and camaraderie Luka has with them in international play?
Most definitely.
Donovan.
Not really. I don't think that's going to matter any. They got knocked out today.
I did. I saw that. So
Luka got ejected.
What about one end of the bench?
Just Buddy?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to make them feel better? Because Milwaukee did sign all the Greek Freak brothers.
Yeah, they
all
did.
Three of them on
just
Milwaukee's
team. Just so he has fun
team,
at practice and he just kind of hanging and whatnot.
Yeah,
they can speak Slovenian to each other.
All right. That's worth a roster spot.
Everybody needs their Jack Haley.
I think that there is.
That's a sweet reference, bro.
Yeah, it is.
If the guy would do it. I mean, the guy, whoever the guy is probably playing in whatever league right now.
Overseas.
And playing a ton. Like, probably gets 30 minutes a game.
China.
Would he come here and sit on the bench?
And never play?
And average 3 minutes a game?
He's probably making millions over there.
Yeah.
Can you make millions as the 15th dude?
You can make million.
Yeah, maybe one
of American money, which is probably worth more than Slovenian money.
And all that ass.
You think he'd get more ass as a end of the bench NBA player
or
a starter over in
with those Eastern European girls?
Yeah, I know.
They'd be all over Slovenian team guy.
I know. Yeah. I need to move over there.
You do.
God, that guy's great at basketball.
You can go to Yacht
Week. He's so much better at basketball over here than he was over there. The Saudis pay you to join Dude Perfect for 1 year. All right?
Okay.
So the Saudi Dude Perfect League, and you're over there. You have to stay in Saudi Arabia, can't leave, and you live with the whole gang. Connor, Cooper, Corey, Kluki, Corby, Chad, the whole gang.
Going to Corgi, actually.
You perform a different trick shot with him every week for the Saudi Crown Prince. If you can't get it to go down, you go to jail.
In Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Like, how many attempts do I get?
You get a whole week. Yeah. You get a week to do it. But how much money would that take for you to move over there, live with the guys, do the trick shot, try to avoid jail time, all of it?
I would be so bad at that. I mean, they make them all.
Well, the ones we see.
They make them all after 10,000 attempts.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah, right.
So, how many attempts is that? So let's say you're doing it 8 hours a day. How many attempts per hour do you think?
9.
It's according to what you're doing. No,
right.
I may be right.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with 10. It's easier math. What did I say? So 80 attempts a day. Damn, yeah, so you probably don't get it.
So how much money would that take, though?
$100 million. Tax-free. Is that too
Why
much?
Why tax-free? What would it matter? If you got...
Seems like a lot of taxes.
But what if you got $70 million?
Or even 50.
And you know what?
40.
Yeah, 50. Any
no,
other
no. You got 100, but you got like 45 of it out of the 100. You'd still be really happy.
Is your life going to be that much different if you have 100 million or 50 million?
I don't know because I've never had either. It seems big.
It would not matter.
Wish we knew.
Okay, well, then in that case, 20 grand. I mean, where
no,
do we start?
No. I like the 100 million, but the Saudis are going to take the taxes out. So 50 million or so.
Okay, yeah, because that, for that life, yeah.
I think I would do it.
I don't want to go over there.
Matt, what was your favorite beer you had this weekend, and what's your favorite beer spot in town? We'll give him a plug.
Celestial Beer Works in the Medical District. I usually go over there every week. Either that or False Idol. I'm wearing their t-shirt right now. Probably last weekend, because we went to Celestial last week. Mino came out. He drank some Celestial with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. And, man, they have a new one out called Leo, which is a hazy IPA that was probably... I enjoyed that one quite a bit.
Do you think that you could drink the amount of beers that Matt will drink on a weekend?
No.
You couldn't do it?
No, I'm trying to remember the last time I had a beer. Period.
Did you ever drink beer, like, growing up or anything? Like,
growing up?
As a child?
7 years old.
Put it in my... mix it with the formula or something?
Growing up, post-18.
Yes, in college, because that was... basically what you could afford. That and really cheap wine. A really cheap hooch.
Yeah.
So yeah, yeah.
Man.
We drank some beer, but not a lot. I just
remembered I had the Ghost in the Laboratory collab that Parrish did with Equilibrium at the Thirsty Growler. That was pretty damn good.
So, Ray, repeat that.
I said, what are you saying?
Yeah, that was a lot.
The name of the beer is Ghost in the Laboratory.
Okay.
It was a collaboration between Parrish Brewing and Equilibrium Brewing. And they released this at the Thirsty Growler, which is a growler bar up in the Colony.
Okay. So will you seek out, like, on yes. your weekends, like, will you look at your beer notes with your beer friends and be like, where am I going this weekend?
Yeah, 100%.
Who's releasing what?
So you do that like we may do restaurants.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I always look at the breweries, which is Celestial's close enough to where we can go, and they're always putting out new stuff, and we like them a lot and know the people that run it. And yeah, I get alerts on my phone for certain things. Like, I get a text from False Idol about what they're putting out each week, so I can see if I want to make the hike over to North Richland Hills or not.
And you're pretty known in the beer community. Do you walk in and they just go, hey, what up?
Sometimes.
That's great.
It's gotta be.
I love going to my local fast food joint because a couple of people working there know me. And yeah. every time I walk in, they don't even ask. They just go and get my mobile order and hand it to me. And they, hello, Mr. Donovan. That's great. You know, I love that.
There's probably.
And he's with that with beer.
Yeah, there's yeah. 6-7 breweries around where that happens. Depends on where.
All right, who's better? Five options here. Donnie at Domino's.
Ooh.
Corby at Tennis. Why don't you put golf in there?
Tennis. Oh, excuse us.
Well, I'm not very good at tennis.
What other elite sport do you want to
put
on there?
I'm not good at that.
Okay.
I'm not good at that. I'm okay.
I'm ready.
Gordo at comedy, Bob at sports writing, and Matt at every sport known to man.
Well, that's fair.
Well, take Matt out of it.
I don't know.
I think, honestly, Donovan's domino level is probably superior to... anything that we have up here at the station as far as what you're good at.
It's pretty elite.
I don't
brag a lot
yeah.
about anything. But me playing dominoes, I will brag that I'm pretty good.
You're current champion.
I am a champ.
Half champion.
Yeah, you champ. Snuck your way back in. But.
I didn't sneak my way back in.
Could you get into the Olympics if it was an Olympic sport?
Oh, that's a good one. I would definitely attempt.
Mm-hmm.
I would. There are a couple of people out there that... kick my butt, so I have to raise my level okay. of my game. I'm not just the king, but I'm in the court.
So you think if there was a Dallas tournament, an individual tournament, like a legit tournament, that you could...
I would 100% enter, and I would see and test my skills.
Why don't they have that?
I don't know.
I mean, you have your tournament, but I wonder why there's not like this big, overarching, citywide, like a golf tournament. Like, you know, I'm the Dallas City mm-hmm. champion.
I would compete. I'm not going to say I will win it. I will compete. And I wouldn't go down lightly or early.
Okay, this guy just says watching the Rangers is like flying in the diarrhea plane right now.
Did you see that footage?
That's very true.
Bro.
Terrible.
If you get food poisoning, what are you supposed to do if it hits you on the plane? Because it'll just keep coming.
I know, but you have to make your way.
You live in that toilet.
Yeah, you have to make your way there.
You just stay there.
Hey, we never told that story about our first flight together. going to training camp.
Doo-doo plane?
Yeah. There was someone.
Oh, no.
Who released, but it wouldn't go down.
Oh,
it was
no.
like a brick.
So you keep.
I've never seen a
you
human.
You keep pushing the button and it wouldn't go. It stayed
it's
right
just
there.
Like stuck on the.
It, yes.
It was the weirdest.
And it was. And hang on.
No.
Matt went to the bathroom before I did. He went in there. Then I went in.
And you and told
I,
him, you're like, you
no, he didn't say anything. But I thought it was him because he was the one in there before me. So, and it was.
You didn't tell him?
Did you say anything to Matt?
Seriously, dude. It was like okay, so you're standing up to use the bathroom. And okay, so you first see it, and I went, oh my God. And I pressed the button, and it just didn't go anywhere. And then I pressed it again, and it didn't go anywhere. So now I have to use the bathroom, but then it hit you in the face.
It was like, so bad.
Oh my God. And then
you didn't shoot it or anything, did you?
I tried.
No, because
and it didn't go anywhere.
There were two bathrooms right next to each other, and we both just happened to go to the one that had the thing in it.
And so you came back and you're like, dude.
I was like, say, man. And he was like, yeah, it was there when I was there. And I was like, oh, okay, because I thought you sure. did that. But then
I wasn't gone that long.
When I was exiting, I told the guy I didn't do that. That was there when I was.
Oh, there was just, a guy waiting?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm just like, hey, man, I did not do that. That
oh
was not
God.
Me.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything like that on
it
an airplane.
Would
or
not
really anywhere ever.
Move. Not lying.
Yeah, dude, crash the plane.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, for the rest of your life, you can only drive 20 miles above, 20 miles per hour above the speed limit or 20 below.
I mean, but if it's everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Like you're coming into your house and you got to slam on the brakes going 80 miles an hour.
Yes.
But the speed limit in your neighborhood is
still,
not.
You okay, still going like to have to come 30, to a yeah, stop. 50, that's fast.
So you're going to be trying to whip into your driveway?
But I can't go under.
But God,
I
can you imagine?
Be on the freeway and the speed limit is 65.
All right, what
and
are you
and going I'm going 40, 45.
55 and you're going 35.
Oh, I couldn't. I could not do that.
God, man,
I'd have to go over and just make sure my brakes were okay. Because when I pull into my neighborhood,
here he comes! Here he comes! Oh my God! Every day,
I'm just laying on a horn and stuff.
Kids are scrambling.
I'd have to pick over. So awesome. I couldn't handle.
But then you're talking about like school zones.
Well, then okay,
you're going 40.
But then
into
the 20 mile an hour school zone, you're not
zero.
Moving.
It's like Cheech
and Chong.
Everybody's
talking at you.
You're just there. Like, I'm sorry. I have to wait until the school zone is over to even go through this.
Oh, my God. That Cheech and Chong scene where the car is, like, filled with smoke.
And they're not
like,
even moving.
Yeah, it's like, well, how fast are we going right now? I don't know, man. And then they pan to the outside, and they're just sitting there.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
That
that's
is a
really,
great one.
Really
you gotta
difficult.
Go. It has to
it
be
has
20
to be
over.
Over.
I'm telling
it
you,
it has to be.
Just being on 35 or something, going 35.
But what do you do?
Speed
like,
limit at 55.
Like on the way, for instance, in the morning.
I mean, you're in the right lane, and
traffic,
well, traffic
is going 15 miles an hour.
Well,
and
you have
go,
to. Well, you have to adjust to that. There's no way you can get around.
Do you?
It.
Or do you have to wait? Or is it like
you just,
speed?
You just zoom in and out, and everybody's just there. You're gonna have a wreck every
That's
day.
That's the thing. Like pulling out of your driveway, it's like the Dukes of Hazzard with the wheels
at
spinning.
50. You have
yeah.
To turn real fast. So nuts. Just running into everything. I'm in the cul-de-sac on two wheels trying to get around.
Your neighbors would hate you.
Oh, but it'll be fun. It'll be fun.